You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about how Klarna's CEO just recently announced that they have stopped hiring thanks to AI. This is a crazy story, so sit back and enjoy. But before we get into that, Jayden, tell them about our amazing deal on our school community this week.
Okay, last week, as you all know, our school community is $100 a month. And a lot of people asked us if we're going to do a holiday discount. And because Jamie and I both love Christmas so much, and we love you guys so much, we decided for Christmas, we're dropping the price to $19 a month. So if you're interested in joining the AI Hustle School community, which, if you're new here, is essentially the community where Jamie and I share all of the exclusive, juicy details about our businesses, our side hustles, and the AI tools we're using to grow them. It's stuff we can't share publicly, so it's like a lot of the private stuff, the exact numbers of how much revenue we make from different side hustles, the exact tools and workflows we're using for different things. All the information on our side hustles and how we're growing and scaling our businesses with AI tools is in the community. So for only $19 a month, if you get it at $19 a month now with this Christmas discount, you'll be locked in at that price and it will never raise on you. In the future, we're going to be raising the price again. Last week it was $100. In the future, we'll raise it again. But if you get it now for this Christmas discount, you can get it and be locked in forever at that price. So if you're interested, check out the link in the description of the podcast for the AI Hustle School community. We would love to have you as a member with the other more than 250 incredible members we have over there. All right, let's get into what Klarna is doing, because I think this is such a fascinating story that really, in my opinion, is kind of indicative of where AI goes for a lot of software companies. So their CEO famously a while back started talking about how they were replacing customer support people with a new AI chatbot, essentially, and how their customers that were talking to the chatbot were giving higher satisfaction scores talking to the AI agents than they were talking to actual agents. So this is like a really interesting story. And overall, through that whole process, they essentially got ChatGPT to do the work of about 700 human employees. This was at the start of 2024. And this was obviously really controversial. A lot of people talked about, is AI going to replace a lot of jobs? So yeah, overall, I think this is really interesting. But yeah, Jamie, what are your thoughts on this whole thing of kind of AI replacing literal people?
It's crazy, but I think this is the year that it's really going to start to happen more and more. I mean, just last week in our school community, we talked about how easy it is to drop a AI chatbot onto your website with 11 labs now. That will not only, you know, you can train it with your own information, but then also collect information from people. And it's just like a phone call with a chat support person. But it's all AI. So, I mean, it's here and it's going to be happening. It's, you know, there's a lot of negative effects, potentially to, as far as jobs, but I think it's going to, you know, people are going to have to just innovate and, trying to think of, yeah, I don't know. What do you think about it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting. A lot of people are worried. I don't know if you have to be so worried, because it doesn't seem like, you know, they're going and just like firing everyone and replacing with AI. This is what he said about it specifically, but I do think this is important because I think we're going to see the same trend in a lot of companies. But their CEO, Siementowski, he said, "We stopped hiring about a year ago. We were 4,500. Now we're 3,500. So he's talking to Bloomberg TV. He said, "We have a natural attrition, as does most every tech company. People stay about 5 years. So 20% leave every year. And by not hiring, we're simply shrinking." He said that he believes that AI can essentially just replace workers. And he said, quote, I am of the opinion that AI can already do all of the jobs that we as humans do. That is a very bold statement. I think some people agree, some people disagree. He said, we're going to give some of the improvements from the efficiency that AI provides by increasing the pace at which the salaries of our employees increase. So to me, that's kind of interesting. It's not just a cost savings thing. He's, you know, they're losing 20% of their workforce every year. So they went from 4,500 to 3,500 and they're just paying the people that stay more money. So I think that that's really, really interesting. Now, you'll notice that like if you go to TechCrunch or other people, they're like, I feel like it's like this gotcha jab. They're like, despite his bullishness on AI, the company is not relying entirely on AI to replace human workers who leave as open job listings for more humans, and the company's own statement confirm. Okay. One thing I will say, because you know, people are like, oh, but look, they have like, you know, it says they're still hiring work employees. In my opinion, companies always just leave job positions open. This is why like unemployment, or I guess like, yeah, job numbers can be tricky for like a lot of different reasons. Companies just leave like job listings open. And if they happen to see an absolute rock star slip in the cracks, their HR department will often tap that person. But like, you might say like, hey, we're hiring 20 people to do X, Y, and Z thing. And then like every 6 months, they might hire one person for that and maybe close out the position. I don't know. It just, people leave these open job listings to look like they're still growing and hiring, but when they're not actually growing and hiring. So that's all I'm saying about that. But you can like, if you really doubt them on that, like TechCrunch sort of seems like they do, you could just look at the fact that they went from 4,500 to 3,500 in a year and they're not firing people. It's just people naturally leaving and they're not rehiring them at the same rate. Everything is getting done by AI that's essentially getting replaced. So I think that that's really, really powerful and probably a trend we'll keep seeing in the future. But I mean, even at a smaller scale, like Jamie, just for yourself personally, how much more efficient do you think you are just as one person using AI tools versus, you know, 3 or 4 years ago before you had any?
That's a great question. I would say, you know, a lot of my, I'm a lot more efficient. I would say if I had to give a percentage wise, I would spend maybe 30% less time in front of my computer than I did, you know, a year and a half ago, just because of AI. So what would you say? I mean, well, yeah, what's your number?
Oh man. I mean, I think one thing is that I actually take on more projects because of AI. And that's like, that could be like more projects in my business, in my software company scaling, in, you know, more podcasts. Like, for example, I run like three major podcasts right now, AI Chat, AI Hustle, and AI Applied. If I didn't have ChatGPT to help summarize articles or to come up with like the descriptions of podcasts or come up with like the show notes, like, or to help like with, you know, when I'm doing interviews, come up with interview questions, or even just to spur ideas on stuff, there's no way I could be doing 3 podcasts. So I think like my big output that I really focus on is like growing my podcast and creating the highest quality possible thing. I mean, at least 3x, there's no way I could do 3. I'd barely be able to do 1 without ChatGPT. So that's 3x. And then I have tons of other projects that I do, I think, thanks to a lot of the things that AI has unlocked. And it's not like AI does everything for me, but it augments me in such a big way. So I think that's something interesting about this that, I don't know, some people think it's kind of controversial, but like the CEO of Klarna, he made an AI deepfake of himself and it essentially reported their financial results for the year. And his goal with that was to prove that even the CEO could be replaced by AI. As a video, sure, it could be replaced, but like, are his top-down decisions and strategies replaced by AI? Sort of doubt it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Our two different perspectives on it though. Yours, you know, AI is allowing you to be more productive. So you're taking on more projects, where me, I'm spending less time in front of a computer, mostly because of my real estate projects and things that have going on right now. So I'm trying to save time from being in front of the computer, where you're actually spending the same amount, but you're getting more done. So, And I think, you know, kind of what, back to the whole 20% churn of employees thing. I feel like that's because a lot of those people are, you know, they're in an entry level position and they want to kind of jump up the ladder. So, you know, those are, I feel like, the kind of positions right now that are being, you know, eliminated by AI is those entry level ones. So I don't know if I agree with them about the higher level ones, but I mean, maybe someday, who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking with someone today that's a developer, and they were saying one of the industries they feel like that got completely nuked was like, for developers, there's like this thing where you don't really have to go get any credentials. You just do a code camp and you're kind of an entry level developer and you can do some like basic stuff and you get your foot in the door at a company and you kind of grow from there. And he was saying like that whole industry has been completely nuked by AI and ChatGPT because you don't need any of these real entry level developers anymore. ChatGPT does all of that. Some of the menial tasks, like he'll take like a massive, you know, I don't know, a massive project of code, dump it into ChatGPT and say, hey, like reformat it in XYZ format the way we need. Usually you get a like a lower level or an entry level developer to help with a big project like that. And he's like, yeah, ChatGPT or Anthropic's Claude will spit that thing out in like a minute. And I have the whole thing done. I go check it, make sure there's no bugs, but it's usually pretty good to go. And so it's like, it's not like it also does write code. And so, but like for these types of projects he was talking about, it's not like it wrote code. It was just doing some of the menial stuff, but you got to know how code works and you got to go through it. And it's pretty tedious and it saves hundreds of hours on that kind of stuff. So it really is, I think, yeah, like you mentioned, a lot of the lower level stuff. But then I think higher level people can use it to augment themselves and get a lot more done. So the top level people getting a lot more done, the low level people eliminated. Overall, the company is, I think, just producing and doing more with AI now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would love to know, you know, stats, you know, from some other companies too. That seems pretty aggressive, to be honest, to be able to replace 1,000 employees. I don't know. It probably is more in the tech industry, at least right now, more so than any other because of the entry-level coding, like you said. But I mean, tech support overseas, you know, the outsourced, you know, people that talk to you on the phone about canceling your cable subscription. I think those will be maybe the next to go, but we'll see.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope there's also an AI that can, well, actually there is an AI that can screen and block those. I need to get it, man. I get so much spam, so many spam calls, but, yeah. There's some exciting stuff out there. So there's AI to spam you and AI to fight the spam. But at the end of the day, hopefully there's more pros than cons with all of this. Anyways, if you learned anything new in this podcast, the number one thing we'd really appreciate is a review on the show. You know, we'll make these shows for free for you because we love you. And if you love the podcast, we love a review. On Spotify, you hit the About tab. You can drop down and drop a review. And on Apple, leave us some comments. We read them all. We love them. We really appreciate them. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. And if you haven't already, we would love to see you in the AI Hustle School community for our Christmas special, $19 a month. And we're excited to grow your business to the next level with you, hear from you on how you're doing it, and I'll share some good stories. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.